The city of Cleveland lost both power and water overnight. By the early hours of this morning, the Cleveland skyline lit up, but that does not mean the end of this situation. Jane Campbell is the mayor of Cleveland and joins us now. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I think the real question here, though, is how are you and how is Cleveland?
Actually, Cleveland is doing very well. The citizens of Cleveland have just responded to this crisis with a great deal of warmth and affection for one another. Last night I imposed a curfew for juveniles to go be home before 9:30, and people respected that. I asked people to go and check on any elderly neighbors, particularly anyone who might be energy dependent because of oxygen or some other kind of medical conditions. We set up a back phone line, and we got calls from people who gave us reports about, you know, how much oxygen was left, and we were able to send the oxygen out to people as that was necessary. And we have water buffaloes, which are like water trucks with water in it. 17 of them are on the way that we should have operational for people who need water.
Mayor, let me ask about that if I can. We did hear overnight that you lost water to much of the city of Cleveland and the surrounding area because electric power was needed to run the pumps. Is the water running again anywhere?
Yes, the water is. We serve roughly 1.5 million water customers through our water system. We estimate that approximately 1 million customers lost water. And we are in the process of restoring that. And we believe that at this point, probably about 20% of the water is restored. And by the end of the day today, we are hopeful that we will have water flowing again.
And the last I heard, you had told people to stay home from work until noon today. Are you still hoping to have a normal day by noon?
Absolutely. We will be opening City Hall, all of the city recreation facilities, our pools, our parks. All of our city activities will operate in full starting at noon. We're collecting garbage normally starting first thing this morning. And we've invited our downtown businesses to reopen at noon.
And has this experience taught you anything about the vulnerabilities of Cleveland?
The vulnerability with regard to the pumping of water is something that we're going to have to address. How do we have a backup system for that? Because our water system was carefully constructed so that if any one of the pumping stations went out, they could immediately pull water from the other pumping stations. But having all four go out simultaneously is a problem that was a brand new one. And so we're going to, you know, go back to the drawing board and try to sort out how do we provide a backup for that.
You get any sleep last night, Mayor Campbell?
Very little.
Going to get some today?
Probably tonight. I figure that by bedtime tonight, I'm hoping that we'll have power everywhere, water everywhere, and the main things we'll have to be concerned about is making sure everyone understands they've got to boil their water when it starts flowing for the first 24 hours, and that they can't use the beaches because the sewage treatment plant experienced some difficulty with the power being out, and so until we get the water cleaned up, we can't use the beaches.
Jane Campbell is the mayor of Cleveland, Ohio. Mayor Campbell, thanks very much.
Thank you.